between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. Today I come knock, knock, knocking at your door. Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I am your host, Giggles, and we are only 2 episodes away from the end of the 2nd season. So, of course, I chose to end it with a 2-parter. This talented writer has also already agreed to a series in the upcoming 3rd season. So if you enjoy his style, it is something to look forward to. Speaking of next season, I still have like 1 or 2 spots available, so it's never too late to shoot your shot and send me your stories. From campy to, I may have lost my soul, scary, I want to hear them all because your fucked up brains came up with them. Send all spooky sensations to the guild's email, which is dimlightanxiety@gmail.com. All right, I have Peter Pan cuddled by my side, purring furiously. Good thing she can't hear the story. Those purrs probably wouldn't stop, and I need them for support. No, wait, no, oh, don't run away. Drats. Well, I guess I don't have my side buddy anymore, but on we shall go. Much like the narrator of our last story, this story, however, is about family pulling together for each other. Unlike Peter Pan, but whatever. I'm not mad. As we all know, nightmares are a terrible thing to waste, and this author made sure to use every drop in today's terror tale. You can find them on Reddit with the username Kessel the Viking, all one word. When you are young, you can explain things away, for you know so little. It becomes more difficult the older you get. Submitted for the approval to the guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of a Knocking, Part 1. Titled, When They Come Knocking. I was 15 years old when my father and I moved to that old trailer down in the valley. It was almost non-functioning to the point where the bathroom was also the kitchen, and there also wasn't a shower. The pipes would freeze in the winter, and the tiny room my father and I shared was barely kept warm by a space heater. As cramped as it was, I still enjoyed spending time with my dad. Well, until the incident. The trailer was full of stuff, which is why our space was so confined, and there was only a narrow path from the front door to the back room. The kitchen/bathroom was blocked off by a curtain that helped maintain a relatively tolerable temperature even when it was freezing outside. One morning, my father opened the door and just stood still. He was looking down at the ground near his feet and asked, "What's up?" He shook his head as if brushing away some intrusive thoughts before saying, "It's nothing, boy." I hated when he called me that. You see, in those days, years ago, my father was a heavy drinker. He would usually refer to me as boy when he was between the depressive and lighthearted states of drunkenness. That was really the only thing I didn't look forward to when it came to staying with him. The footprints outside changed everything. Although he had told me nothing was wrong, I still tried to find out what had him so entranced. As I stepped outside that day, I noticed a collection of footprints of various shapes and sizes in the freshly fallen snow. From what I recall, they were definitely human, but I figured they belonged to a man who owned the property we were staying on. I assumed my father thought the same thing. How wrong I was. That night, Dad was lying on his couch that doubled as a bed, and I was on mine. Our space was so small, we could reach an arm out and press our palms together if we had the mind to do it. He was watching TV, and, fortunately for me, the valley still had cell service, so I was scrolling through an app on my phone when, suddenly, I heard knocking. It had to have been at least 10:30 at night, and my father turned his head to the direction of the sound immediately. He didn't get up right away. He only stared at the bedroom's closed door. "I wonder what that was," I asked, and he held a finger to his lips to silence me. I complied, as I always had, and intently watched his sunken eyes. The knocking came again, but now it wasn't from the door. It was by our heads. My father jumped up with a certain sense of anger and irritation before storming out of the room. I poked my head out so I could see down the narrow path leading to the front door and saw my father open it. There was a vocal exchange between him and someone. Or should I say something? Because who or whatever it was had a voice like pure malice, with each word dripping off their tongue with a foul heaviness. My father asked, "Can I help you?" The individual he was speaking to responded with that vile tone, "Your time has come." I shudder to think about the way he sounded to this day. My father, being a rather stoic man, slammed the door in the man's face and shouted, "You stay the fuck away from me!" before marching back towards our room. "Who was that?" I asked quietly. Whenever he yelled, my nerves would get shaken up. I could tell my words pierced the defensive layers he had built around himself. "Don't worry about it," he said, while returning his gaze back to the TV. He was my father, so I didn't want to press or question him further. Things were hard enough as it was, and a constant barrage of conversation from me wouldn't do anyone any good. I managed to fall asleep shortly after that. I was awoken later by the sound of heavy knocking once again. It was more like pounding now, as if someone was desperately trying to get our attention, but no words accomplished this intrusion. All lights were off in the trailer, but even without them, I could see my father's eyes were open. "Ignore it," he said. I'm surprised he knew I was awake. Okay, I said before turning over and burying my head into the couch. The pounding continued unabated, and it was beginning to sound more than one person was outside our thin trailer walls. Every time I felt the vibration of the knocking, my heart would flutter in a bad way. Needless to say, I didn't sleep well that night. The next morning, I went outside with my dad to drive into town. There appeared to be several sets of footprints scattered in the snow, almost if an entire crowd had gathered there the night before. The trailer even had small dents where I imagined their fists were pounding relentlessly. I couldn't peel my eyes away from the remnants of chaos that clearly ensued while we slept and my father noticed.
"Pay it no mind, boy,"
he said in his low, assertive voice. He hadn't been drinking, so I was curious why he had stuck with calling me that. "Who are they, though? Doesn't it scare you?" I asked while pressing my fist into one of the dents.
"They are not your concern. Ignore them, and all will be well."
His answer remained ominous to this day. Was it something he's running from? Or someone? Someone's even. My father was often a mysterious person, and it wouldn't be unlike him to have malevolent pursuers. But why? Why would they come out at night? My young curiosity was getting the better of me, and I knew my father sensed it. We went into town and did our shopping. We needed groceries and other necessities as well. This cloud of rue hung over my father's head the entire time. I could feel the negative energy radiating off of him. It was palpable. Whoever was coming to the house at night, they really got on his nerves. The lack of information he gave me made it nearly impossible to sympathize. After we returned home, we settled in for the night. I had some poorly cooked microwave ramen noodles, because we didn't have a stove, and a sandwich that consisted only of toasted bread with pickle slices and mustard. I only spent 3 days every other weekend with my father, so I was able to deal with it the way in which we lived, while I was there at least. My dad had clenched fists the entire evening, as if he anticipated trouble. But after night fell, no one came knocking. I fell asleep listening to the TV and laid facing in the direction of the only window in our tiny room. That is crazy. I want to know what's going on so badly. Why are they knocking and not doing anything else? Obviously, they aren't hunting him down to give a bunch of money or anything else positive. So we can really only assume the worst. But maybe that's just me. But 3 days every other week is a lot for restless sleep. I feel really bad for that little kid. Anyway, I can't wait to hear the rest of the story next week. This is so good. And I feel, unfortunately, because it is super scary, like I am there. But that's the only reason, unfortunately. It's so good. Well, you heard it too. What do you think? Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Let's do this detail stuff. The website is awesome. Check it out. It's dark yet helpful, much like me. Follow me on social media. I need more reasons to post spooky content. You can find those links on the website, or just type Dim Light Anxiety to any search bar and I'll probably pop up. That's right. I have mentioned the website, but I haven't mentioned what it is. Well, that's easy. It's just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. Thank you for joining me today, especially since my cat ran off before the story even started. How rude. It really makes me a little less scared knowing you're all out there with me as well. If you could leave a 5-star review on any platform you use to listen to today's episode, it really helps get the author's attention they deserve for scaring us so severely. Speaking of which, I want to give one more shout out to our fabulous writer. He really is talented, and you can find him on Reddit under the username Kessel the Viking. Well, that's all for today, but you do have a teaser for next week to whet your appetite. Enjoy, if you dare. My eyes struggled with adjusting to the darkness in the bedroom, but when they finally did, I could see my dad was looking towards the window. Hush, boy, or they'll know you're in here, and they'll want yours, too, he answered quickly. Even though I was incredibly scared, I still had to take my father's word as law, so I laid back down and tried to rest my nerves. That was until glass shattered at the other end of the trailer. The expression on his face was pure terror. An image of death and despair had been left at our doorstep, and my father, all he could do was strike it down with one swing of his arm. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. I hope you're able to get some sleep tonight, because the knocking will return next week. Creep it real! This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.